This week, we're bringing you stories from a migrant shelter in Tijuana, Mexico. In part two of that series, KQED's Farida Javala Romero profiles a man whom California's sanctuary law was designed to protect, but didn't.
It's Ricardo Padrón's birthday. He's turning 43. But instead of celebrating, Padrón sits stunned on a bench at the Casa del Migrante shelter.
I feel frustrated and I feel sad, you know.
He arrived in the U.S. on a visa 21 years ago, but overstayed. He was a DJ, landscaper, and restaurant worker in the San Francisco Bay Area.
From one day to another, you know, I was in Tijuana with no family, with no money, with no job.
Padrón didn't expect deportation after being convicted of a misdemeanor, drug possession. He spent 10 days at a county jail in Richmond. Then the judge let him go.
I was coming out. I was going home.
As he walked toward the exit of the West County Jail, two men approached him and pulled out their badges, Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
They knew who I was. So they say, Mr. Padrón, can you give me a minute?
Contra Costa is one of several counties where sheriffs began posting the release dates of inmates online after California's sanctuary law passed last year. Contra Costa Sheriff David Livingston defended that practice at a recent community meeting.
Many people access that site and see when their loved one or family member is being released. That's going to continue.
The sanctuary law bars local law enforcement from communicating directly with ICE about nonviolent offenders like Ricardo Padrón. But it allows sharing release dates with the general public.
Our concern has been that this is a trend.
That's attorney Saira Hussein with the Asian Law Caucus in San Francisco.
And that sheriffs are seeing this as a means of trying to get around the law.
Back in Tijuana, dozens of men filled their plates with beans and rice in the shelter's dining hall. Padrón volunteers to say grace. Now, he says he's got to find work in Mexico and start a new life. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero in Tijuana.